He really means it. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by Zoom Video Conferencing. Despite what some of you may think, I begin each week trying to ignore most of what the president did in the last 24 hours. The stand-up routines at the rallies, the shouting near the helicopter, the salty language, the tiffs with Pelosi. I've taken a pass because there are other things worth talking about. Plus, this is what people voted for. I wasn't even going to bring up the Syria issue because getting out of the Middle East was what he ran on. Why should that shock anyone? I know he tells a lot of lies, but again, they're the kind of lies that annoy liberals, and that's what so many voters love about him. And yet, for a lot of Republicans, the Syria thing clearly crossed a line. 129 House Republicans voted against his Syria decision. When he compared it to a schoolyard fight, even Republicans couldn't believe he meant such a thing. Well, I think it's high time they did. When he describes his wisdom as great and unmatched, he means it. When he says he wants Ukraine to find the missing server, he means it. When he says he knows more than the generals, he means it. When he says Doral would have been the best location for the G7, he means it. And so, if you happen to see the president walking towards you and notice the street sign says Fifth Avenue, make sure that MAGA hat is securely on your head. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.